When you're assessing these 600?
673.
600-odd applications. What are you looking for? Are you looking for volume? Are you looking for... I mean, how are you going to make this judgment?
So the call for application documentation that we put out...
Yeah, I've seen that.
So that has the scheme objectives and it also has the evaluation criteria.
What's most important to you, though? You're the chief executive.
Well, look, I might hand over to Ms. Marigolano, who's heading up the evaluation process.
Good afternoon. Lisa Marigolano, Director Major Programs at Housing Australia. So, Senator, there are five evaluation criteria that are outlined in the call for applications, and they are the criteria against which the applications are assessed. Would you like me to show you what they are?
Mindful of the fact that there is a process underway for the round one.
We're not asking for any secret squirrel information. We're just trying to understand how it's going to work.
Asking the weighting of consideration whilst you're in an open, essentially an open process that hasn't closed, I think could be.
It's fine. I think the official's happy to do it.
Well, I'm just again restating the point that's been made by the CEO here about the fact that there is an open process that hasn't been finalised.
I'm not going to feel guilty about asking...
I'm not asking you to feel guilty. I'm just drawing your attention to it.
I might just clarify this point at this stage of the question, that of the questioning, those five criteria are public.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did
you want to read them out then?
And they reflect the typical kinds of criteria that you would expect to see in a program of this type. And so they go to questions around policy, they go to financial evaluation and the value for money proposition in each of the applications, certainty around project delivery, capability and capacity of the applicant to deliver and to manage the housing over the period of time, and also considerations around commercial and risk. All applications are tested against the same criteria.
All right, that's very helpful. So... can these payments be made to institutional investors?
Well, are you talking about the availability payments, Senator? So they would need to be made to the eligible applicants that were referred to earlier.
Now, could that include institutional investors?
Potentially if they were part of an SPV.
Okay, so if I was a foreign fund manager or a local super fund, I partner with a community housing provider, I could get access to that.
Yeah, so I think most, certainly in terms of the consultation that we had in the lead up to the HAF and the Accord, most of our discussions with institutional investors, they were focused on supporting the financing side of things. So they'd be essentially a financier to an eligible applicant, in which case they wouldn't be receiving the availability payment. It is potentially the case through that SPV structure where you could have an eligible applicant form an SPV with other parties, including institutional investors.
Yeah. Do you think institutional investors need subsidies, to build houses?
Well, the concept here is actually providing a grant for social and affordable housing, which by definition is a below-market product.
Yeah. But do you think that institutional investors in particular should be part of this scheme?
Senator Bragg's war on super continues. I think the witnesses have been clear that
I'm happy to ask you then.
Well, there's a criteria, there's legislation, there's criteria, it's all there, transparent for people to see. And they will be the applicants, whatever form they take, will be assessed under the required criteria.
Do you think it's a good idea for institutions?
I think it's a good idea to build more affordable housing in this country. Yes, I do. And I note you opposed this legislation and you stalled it for as long as you could in the parliament. We got it through with the help of the crossbench and we are very supportive of the work that it does and the fact that it will deliver more affordable housing across the country.
But do you think there's a risk here that by giving more tax breaks to already very heavily advantaged institutions, that they could end up owning a large part of the Australian housing market?
Well, I support the work that Housing Australia is doing, implementing legislation that has passed this parliament.
So you're not worried that the country could be on the pathway to
having I don't share your concerns about a corporate-style housing policy against super.
It's not a war against super.
You're trying to damage its reputation. Every second you have the microphone.
You're trying to give tax breaks to major super funds.
And you're trying to get people to ransack their retirement savings so that you can inflate house prices.
You're very defensive about this, aren't you?
Across Australia. No, not at all. Without delivering one additional house.
You haven't built any new houses.
There have been housing built. There has been.
And there will be more.
There will be more, Senator Bragg, as much as that probably pains you.
No, I want to see houses built. I'm not sure I want the super funds to own all the houses in Australia.
Well, if you want to see housing built, why did you oppose the HAF, and why are you trying to get people to raid their super without delivering one additional
property?
Well,
because it's their money.
But without one additional house. You have no plans for one additional dwelling.
Why would you be wanting to give already super rich, super powerful institutions more taxpayers' funds?
I want eligible applicants
who are assessed as eligible for funding through the HAF
to be provided with an opportunity to deliver more affordable housing product in the country.
Well, I have some more questions once you finish on your pro-super.
Well, it's just trying to bring some rational balance to the attacks that have been waged over super for the last 2 days.
We don't support corporate housing. You want corporate housing.
Okay.
We don't support that.
We want affordable housing, something that you opposed in the Parliament.
Time out. I see Senator...
Well, I've been pretty tolerant of Senator Bragg.